Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
That reminds me, Shime, if we have time for a quick would Wiggy eat it. I don't know if you saw the news yesterday, but would you eat Pop-Tarts ice cream sandwich version of the Pop-Tarts? New product.
Explain this to me.
Mitch, you like Pop-Tarts.
I like Pop-Tarts.
You grow up, your mom would make you the Pop-Tarts.
Yep.
That is coming out momentarily. Strawberry, chocolate, and the cinnamon version of the Pop-Tarts in the ice cream sandwich form.
All day.
Delicious.
All day.
Yeah.
All day,
yep.
I would go right for the chocolate fudge.
Yeah. It looked good.
All
right?
Day long.
That's a smash it.
Yep. All day. Yep. That's definitely
smash it.
Yeah. No trash. That's a smash.
That is a good one by Pop-Tart.
Yeah. Is any other Pop-Tart worth eating that isn't brown sugar cinnamon?
Oh, I don't know. Chocolate. The strawberry's really good.
I love the blueberry because I'm a basic boy.
I like the s'mores.
S'mores is so good, Wiggy.
I never had that. I agree really with Curtis, good. Though. The cinnamon, that's the go-to one.
Goat.
That one's very good. I actually like the blueberry without the frosting. If you put that in a little toaster oven with some butter on top, is really good.
They have like the chocolate Oreo one, too.
Oh, I never had that.
Yeah, they got a bunch of different flavors.
All right, it's a Celtics Wednesday. Mego in here at 9 to talk about tonight. Right now, though, let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
They
don't let the Sox win this game.
Said it.
I'm just going to say, they want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
They said it. On the Greg Hill Show.
I'm not talking about this.
Everybody got the message?
They said it is brought to you by Ketch's Law. They are honoring those who built this city. So nominate a hardworking hero. Whether they build or drive or care for others in our city, just go to WeBuiltThisCity.com and nominate them today, and they can win big. Shime, where do you want to start this morning?
Well, Greg, Kendrick Perkins is jumping on Wiggy's side of the street here into Wiggy's lane and saying that game two for the Boston Celtics is a must-win. Here was Kendrick Perkins.
You damn right it's a must-win.
Yeah.
What do you mean? You can't afford to go down 0-2 to the Knicks, lose two, drop two straight at the crib, and expect to go to Madison Square Garden and think things are going to be sweet. We're not going to sit up here and disrespect the New York Knicks and act like they don't have the personnel or they don't have some riders over there and some guys that could go in there and give you that work. And we start with Big Body Bronson. Hell yeah, this is a must win for the Boston Celtics. You go down 0-2, this series is over with. I don't give a damn what nobody says. We don't even know the status of Kristaps Porzingis. Hell, at this point, I don't even care because he's basically been a no-show in this postseason thus far.
Okay, I mean,
I have a question for the room.
Yeah.
Who is the best road team in basketball?
The Celtics.
By a wide margin.
Correct. Yeah.
They had a historically great road record, and I think the Celtics have a pretty long history. I don't know.
Yeah.
It is not a must-win at all.
Okay. But I will be alarmed if they don't go out and blow doors tonight.
Correct.
You won't be,
yes,
Curtis?
I will be.
I'm not going to be alarmed until they're out of the playoffs.
Oh.
They are such a talented team.
He can kind of sway me to be like, all right, I get it where it's a must-win because you don't want to go back to New York down 2-0 and then, you know, your back's against the wall. And a couple years ago, I mean, it's not the best example. They were down 3-0 against Miami, and they pushed the game seven. Yep. But I wouldn't even take the Pacers series and the Cleveland Cavaliers series. Just think of the, you know, for Cleveland going to Indy being down 2-0 and the confidence that Indy's going to play with at home.
And, like, I don't know if you guys saw that mayor of New York, Eric Adams, he was posting, like, they had a big watch party while the Knicks were playing in game one. And he's like, good luck coming and playing here. Like, this is what it sounded like when we won. I want them to shut him up.
You got to win. I don't care what it is. Yeah. I don't care if you win by one or you win by 15. You have to walk out of that building tonight with a W.
But do you think there's any kind of an adjustment from Joe Mazzulla? Or do you think that they dance with what brung them and they are going to continue to rely on the threes in the majority of what their shot selection is?
I think they will. The adjustment is we can't shoot 60. Let's get back to our
average of 48.
Let's get back to between 42 and 48 and somewhere in that range. And I think that, you know, and hopefully when they get back to it, they'll get back to the average that they, you know, they usually shoot a pretty decent percentage, maybe like 38%. Yeah. Get back to that.
508 Texter despises those who use must win in a non-win situation. Must win only reserved for elimination games.
Right. See, I don't agree with that, though. Because, you know, the momentum of a game.
Well, the definition of it, it's kind of.
Yeah, I get the literal definition of it. But, you know, the momentum of a game. So if you're the Cavaliers and you're down 2-0, it's way different mentally for you as a team than being 1-1 going to Indiana.
Yeah.
So you could say that it's like, I'm not saying that the series is over, but your mindset is just different.
Okay, what's next, Shine?
Well, Greg, next is we talked earlier, I think it was earlier this week or the end of last week, about Abdul Carter trying to get Lawrence Taylor's number and that getting denied. Well, then Abdul Carter wanted Phil Simms's number, and Chris Simms explained how that goes, and you'll be surprised to hear who exactly seems to be the one that shut it down. Here was Chris Simms.
As that day goes on, he talks to...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Drew Rosenhaus, he calls me not long after. He goes, you know, Christopher, I mean, I don't really care about this stuff that much. I think it might be cool if he wears my number. And I'm like, yeah, Dad, I'm with you. I don't really have a problem with it either. Within that, I said, the first thing you need to do is call LT. And just make sure he's okay with it. So he does that. A few minutes go by. Hey, I got to get off the phone. Somebody's calling me. He calls back a few minutes later. And that was Joe Shane. He was talking to me about Abdul Carter's number. And so we got off the phone. And I'm going, well, damn, he's going to give the number to Abdul Carter. Well, you know, SpongeBob, 2 hours later, my sister calls. I thought you were going to be on my side. So that's when I knew, uh-oh, Mom and sister have gotten involved here. And Mom and sister have one more vote than me and brother, and I don't know where my brother stands on this. That's how important it was to them.
What's so funny about
So his mom's and his sister
like
shut
why?
It down.
Why?
But
this is all a way to try and make it seem like Phil Simms doesn't care, but it's perfectly fine. He wants the number to be remain retired, and I get it. Just don't put your wife and your daughter under the bus. Like,
so I see. It sounds to me like Phil Simms was thinking it was, you know, a deferential thing and a compliment to him. Yeah, I mean, which
that's what he wants you to think.
That's what he. Yeah,
I'm with Curtis.
Right,
like
that, yeah.
The fact that you're throwing your whole family under the bus for this. Yeah.
But it's like for Phil, it's not really a compliment because he was a quarterback. Abdul Carter is a defensive player, so it's like paying homage to Lawrence Taylor, I get that, but for Abdul Carter, he just likes the number 11.
Yeah.
He's not wearing it to honor Phil Simms.
Shador denied the opportunity to wear number 2. I mean, listen, how does it work? If you're a first rounder, top 10, do you generally get to pick your number? Would you say it's generally the case?
No,
or
it depends on if somebody's wearing the number. Generally, you have to pay for the number if somebody's wearing it. So
you pay the player.
Yeah, you pay the player, right? So let's say what number is
Shador's going to wear number 12, which is nice. I mean, he's been doing some things with Tom Brady. So.
I'm like, say 10, Drake May, and say Steph Diggs came here and goes, "Hey, I want to wear 10. I'll pay you $50,000 for the shirt." That's how it works. Like, why can't he wear 2 in Cleveland?
They gave it to another pick.
Okay.
I believe.
I don't know.
So then they would just probably, he'd have to pay that other pick because it seems like the other pick was a higher pick. So he gets first dibs. He'd have to say, "Hey, listen, I'll give you $25,000 for number 2.
Yeah. Chime, you Googling?
I wish somebody would have bought.
This is when we need ChatGPT, right? Audio. I told Ken this.
Yeah. I would have loved for somebody to buy my jersey.
I know Ken. Ken's busy, Curtis. He just fixed the toilets in the men's room. Did you see that?
I did.
Done?
Yes.
I saw him arrive with a plunger.
The urinal and the commode broken. Yeah. Ken got he was out there. He was plunging it yesterday.
Right.
Is that what he was doing?
Yeah. Yes. No, he wasn't.
He ran it up the flagpole.
All right, what's next, Shime?
Well, Shedeur Sanders dropped to the 5th round of the NFL draft. Tom Brady was on Jake Paul's podcast, because there's not enough podcasts, Curtis. I don't know if you know that. But Tom Brady was on there talking about Shedeur, and he actually talked to Shedeur as he was falling in the draft. Here's what Brady said.
I actually texted Shedeur, because I know him very well. And I said, "Dude, like, whatever happens, wherever you go, like, that's your first day. Day 2 matters more than the draft. I was 199.
Yeah.
So who could speak on it better than me? Like, what that really means. Use it as motivation. You're going to get your chances. Go take advantage of it."
What music to play in the background?
It's TikTok videos. They're great.
I would have been like on the phone with Brady. "Dude, what are you doing? Can you pick me here somewhere?"
Right.
Did you see Brady balk though on Skip Bayless when they asked him about, you know, you and Shedeur are supposed to be, like, close, and you're in the war room. Why wouldn't you? There were reports that you were evaluating.
But he wasn't in the war room, was he?
No, excuse me. You were evaluating these guys, and he was like, "That was a blatant lie. I didn't have anything to kind of do with it."
Oh, he had nothing to do with it at all?
But that's what he said.
So what's he there for?
Right.
Selling tickets, I guess. Right. Going to games.
Shaking hands.
Yeah. Because they were like, they asked him about, you know, you.
But wasn't he advocating for a quarterback? There was a late pick that they took.
Yeah, they took Cam Miller in the 6th round out of North Dakota State. But they just asked him, they said, "Well, you know, you were evaluating these guys. Why, you know, didn't you make a run on?" And that's what the Skip Bayless reported. And he was like, "Skip Bayless is an effing liar."
All right. Anything else, Shime?
No, that'll do it today, Greg.
Okay. That is They Said It. A quick back and forth on what they said in sports yesterday and the news with Courtney is next.
Question for our listeners: which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint: it's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment your local Ford stores share, and that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America. America for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.